welcome to the 3ABN Australia Radio Book Reading Program. Would you like to hear the greatest story ever told? Then listen to Corinne Canopa as she reads from the book Spotless, written by Shelley Quinn. Be prepared for many aha moments as an intimate portrait of Jesus Christ, the spotless Lamb of God, is unveiled. This eye-opening story is the end-time message of righteousness by faith that will stir your heart. God has provided a way for you to enjoy eternal life with Him, but the choice is yours.
The prologue is the wonder of it all. I believe the Bible is the inspired Word of God, a self-revelation of our Creator who loves us and makes Himself known to us. God demonstrates His love by His actions. We learn who He is through the record of His interactions with humanity over a period of approximately 4,000 years of world history in the Old Testament and about 100 years in the New. The unifying theme of Scripture is God's everlasting covenant of righteousness by faith to redeem humanity from sin. Determined by the Godhead before creation and announced in the Garden of Eden, this covenant is disclosed in three thoughts. Number one, the person of Jesus Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That's in Revelation 13, verse 8. Then number two, His blood shed on Calvary is the blood of the everlasting covenant, which is found in Hebrews 13, verse 20. And number three, the goal of His covenant is the great exchange. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. That's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. What can you expect in this book? Written in a narrative style for easier reading, with a sentence structure that is intentionally simple and direct, the content is largely a paraphrase of Scripture, providing an explanation that holds true to its meaning. Scripture references are included in parentheses to allow easy verification of Bible accuracy. There is nothing more important in our lives than to become like the noble Bereans that are found in Acts chapter 17, verses 10 to 12, who searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether what they were taught lined up with God's Word. You'll also find the occasional sidebar inserts of historical information included to magnify our overall understanding of Scripture. Any of my personal conjectures are clearly pointed out as such. This book provides a panoramic bird's eye view of the central story of the Bible, the Messiah. It offers a fresh revelation of the person of Jesus Christ and an intimate understanding of God's amazing, self-sacrificing love. It begins in Genesis, the first book written by Moses, because Jesus said, "For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" And that's found in John 5, verses 46 and 47. It is only through the covenant language and terms that God first identified in Moses' writings that we get the key to unlock the true identity of Christ. The wonder of it all will fill your heart with awe. This is the story of righteousness by faith, a relational term that defines how God relates to His people and how He expects them to relate to Him. As we follow the interactions between God and the ancients, Scripture will teach us that the Lord seeks reciprocal love and loyalty from those who enter into covenant relationship with Him. Of special importance to us is how God and Abraham related to each other. Abraham is called the spiritual father of us all in Romans 4:16. The covenant of righteousness by faith that God signed, sealed, and delivered to him is the foundation of both the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Contrary to popular opinion, God has never made a contract with humanity. His covenants are his expressed will. He makes all the promises and he keeps all the promises. Why is this book worth your time? No matter your level of biblical understanding, you will find deep insights that reveal essential scriptural truths for eternal life. For over 20 years, I've searched the scriptures on the topic of God's covenants. As I wrote, I prayed the Lord to show me things that had been fenced in and hidden from my understanding. That's found in Jeremiah 33, verse 3. He did, opening my eyes to little details that made a big difference. To my surprise, the Lord led me through the story of the patriarchs in great detail, revealing new insights through their stories. Time is life. How you invest your time is how you invest your life. This book can be read by dedicating just 1 hour a day for the next 2 weeks. Isn't it worth the exchange of a few hours of study to know God's plan for your life? Since we must live in an intimate covenant relationship with him to be saved, it is critical to understand what God expects of us. And Jesus said in Matthew 7:21 to 23, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Jesus also said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." That's found in Matthew 4, verse 4, and it's quoting Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. His word provides us with the spiritual nutrition that develops our stamina to withstand the trials and the tribulations of life. I invite you to join me on the journey of a lifetime. Let's take a closer look at God's everlasting covenant of righteousness by faith. Understanding God's plan changed my life. He put my feet on his path of life, where the fullness of joy is found in his presence.